Welcome to the N1 podcast, where you'll get an inside look at stories from the Clemson MBA team,
as well as entrepreneurs and innovators from Greenville, South Carolina, and beyond.
Brought to you by the Pfeiffer Innovation Hub at the Clemson University MBA program.
Welcome, everyone. This is Jamie Patterson coming to you from the Pfeiffer Innovation Hub in One. As you know, we like to feature our students and some of our great friends that come to the Greenville One building, whether it's for recruitment, professional development, or just opportunities for our students. And so I'm excited to introduce y'all to our guest today. Zach Brewster is here with me. How you doing, Zach?
Doing well. And I like how you described that. I'm very grateful to be a friend of the program and very grateful to play a part in hopefully the development of the students as well as developing myself just by being connected to a program like this. So I'm doing great today. Glad to be here.
Well, Zach, you're a great friend of the program and you have become a dear friend to me. So Zach and I, let me just give a little, I'm going to give my story of Zach before I let him introduce himself. Years ago, I went to a Disrupt HR event and Zach was the very last speaker to go. And it was a fantastic event with a lot of great speakers. But as I said, Zach was the last one and literally like knocked you out of your seat with not only his power of presentation, but his content. And he really spoke to me. And of course, I approached him afterwards and said, I need to know you. I need to get to know you. And so through the years, we've developed a great relationship working with the students with a lot of the cool, innovative stuff that he's doing. So, Zach,
well, thank you for that.
Like I said, you're a great friend of the program, but have become a dear friend of mine. So
absolutely.
Introduce yourself
mutual.
To our N1 family.
Well, listen, I'm Zach Brewster, and again, very glad to be here with Jamie Patterson. She's an amazing person and has an energy to see people do well and be the best version of themselves. And I think that's why we connected, because I have that same energy that we want to see people be who they want to become, and that can be anything. I think that's the heart of who I am. And so I'm originally from Greenville, South Carolina, lived a little bit in Charleston, and been back in Greenville since 2008. And I have about 10 jobs, but the ones I want to talk about today is I founded a company called A Bridge Builder a few years ago, and we help companies solve people problems. And so out of that, in helping companies solve their people problems, our motto at The Bridge Builder is people minus problems equals productivity. And so we've done courses on conflict resolution because sometimes people problems get in the way of productivity. And out of doing these trainings on conflict resolution and coaching with employees at companies and consulting companies on how to get the best talent, I started to realize that one of the challenges that we have as individuals is we don't have a specific plan for our lives. And so what ends up happening is if you don't have your own plan, you're a part of somebody else's plan. And so I realized that people wanted change and people wanted to adjust and people wanted to do something different, but they had no platform on which to do that. And so today I want to talk about my latest venture, which I'm most excited about. And that is a webinar called The Choice to Change. And our tagline, I really love it, is invest in yourself and keep the change. And so, you know, it's one of those things that when you think about it, we invest in everything else and we're always investing in things that I believe often are temporal. I take my kids to Disney every year. We have a good time. We have pictures. But after you leave Disney, it's temporal. But these change mechanisms that and these systems of change that we teach people through this webinar gives them something long lasting that you can change at any phase of your life, whether you're a new student, whether you're in a career crunch and you want to change your career, whether you're just in a life-changing experience where you're saying, I got to change my life and I don't know exactly how to do it, whether that's to start a business or to write a book or to choose whether to move out of town or not. These tools can help you with any of those points of change. So I'm excited about that. It was filmed right here at the One Building, and we filmed it here with some of the students. They were our test subjects, and I got raving reviews, and we're excited about getting ready to roll that out. And so that's you know what I'm here to talk about today. I've decided to spend my entire life helping people change theirs. And so it all started a few years back when I wrote a book called How to Get to the Other Side, Principles to Pursue Your Potential. And that kind of really got these juices flowing with me about how do you help people be the best version of themselves. So I could talk about myself all day long and about what we're doing, but it's really not about me. It's about what we're able to give to other people to help them get to where they want to go, to get from point A to point B.
Absolutely. Well, and I love that you're called the bridge builder because isn't it perfect, right?
Yes.
And one of the first things that you actually came in and did with the program was coming into a business communication class to talk about conflict management and play a little game and have some great background on conflict management, which was always interesting because you'll come into the room and say, how many people love dealing with conflict? And, you know, most people, as me too, we kind of crumble and make ourselves small because, you know, a lot of people don't like dealing with conflict. But you gave some really great strategies on that. And I think that kind of led into the choice to change and continuing to build that bridge.
Absolutely.
Because even those of us that don't like to deal with conflict, it is, as you taught us, necessary to move forward. So coming in for the choice to change was a few-part process. So do you want to talk about how did you split it up? I mean, I know you. I know how much content, how much knowledge you have to share. How did you narrow down, and really what inspired you to be able to narrow down into the sections for the choice to change to really help people find their potential?
Yeah, thanks for that question. That's a great one. I think what ends up happening is we all have these epiphany moments. We have these moments, whether we're listening to something on the radio, whether we're in church on a Sunday, whether we're listening to a motivational podcast like I hope this one will be, or whether it's we're reading a good book. We have these moments where we say, aha, I want to change my life. But what typically ends up happening is that fizzles out. It's like a match. It only has a very short lifeline. And if you don't take that match and connect it with something that can connect and continue to stoke that fire, all of a sudden it fizzles out. And so for me, I think the first step was asking people, what was their point of epiphany? I've discovered, trust me, and this has come through also 16 years of marriage, you can't change anybody. You can try all you want to. You can't change anybody. And so I want to put that out there, and I really appreciate the question, because when you ask, how do we dissect this and how do we come up with this process, the first thing is, it is your choice. It is not my choice to change you. As a matter of fact, when you start the journey, you can quit any time, and most of us quit every time. And so as a result of the quitting nation that we have, that we all have quit at something, if we're honest about it, we're all quitters. It's like, how do I get a fence around that epiphany to change and execution? So the starting point is the epiphany. The ending point is the execution. And the steps to the program is everything in between. So we start people right off by saying, you write a letter to yourself. Let me see it as to why you want to change, because that's the only thing I want to hold you accountable to. So Jamie, when you tell me, hey, I want to be a millionaire, and as a result, I got to write this book and I got to publish it and I got to sell a million copies. And in the process of writing the book, you say, I'm tired of writing. My question back is, so you don't want to be a millionaire? Because you said you wanted to be a millionaire. I didn't ask you to be a millionaire. You said that was your reason for writing the book. So what happens is we hold people accountable to the words they use to describe what they want the change to be. And then after that, you have to establish a vision and mission. Every company has a vision and mission statement, and most of us don't have one for our lives. So as a result, what ends up happening is I'm a part of that company's vision and mission, and it's not, I'm not knocking work. I actually work for a company now myself. I hope all of you that are working for great companies want to stay with great companies. But regardless of that vision and mission for that company, you better have one for yourself, because somebody's sitting in the boardroom with a 5, 10, 20-year plan, and you're a part of that plan. And you have to make sure your core values, your vision, your mission for your life still fits with that and what you're going to produce. What do you bring to the table? Then we have to talk about looking at our surroundings, and we do a SWOT analysis. We talk about what's going on, scanning the environment and making sure that we're in an environment so that things will work well. Then we have to understand the resources. What are the resources in the environment? Who can we connect to? Because listen, you can't achieve anything significant by yourself. There's an African proverb that says, if you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, let's go together. And so that's why I appreciate this partnership, because you've helped me plug into an opportunity to go farther than I would have ever gone trying to go there by myself. It's much harder to stand on the street than to come into the one building where you have opportunities for people who really want to change their lives. And so, no, I really, really appreciate that. And then the next step is eliminating obstacles. There will be an obstacle to every journey. Let me say that again. There will be an obstacle to every journey. So if you're starting a journey, you don't think there's going to be an obstacle, don't even start it. There's going to be a traffic light when you drive. There's going to be a stop sign when you drive. If you can't deal with stop signs, you can't drive a car. There's stop signs in life. The moments where you have to pause, there's going to be some traffic. There are moments where you have to negotiate that. If you can't do that, then there's no need of getting in the car. After you've eliminated obstacles, then you have to have a plan of execution. And after the execution, what ends up happening is we need to evaluate our progress, because there are times where I've executed something and I've started something and I realize it's not going the way I thought. How do you evaluate that progress? So those are the steps. That's how I kind of narrowed it down. What are the things in each one of them? What I'm excited about, if you connect with this webinar, every process has a tool for you. Because what I realize is, even in this webinar, I'm going to be talking to you, you're going to be doing some assignments, but I want to give you some tools and some principles that you can use. See, when they sold me the Phillips head screwdriver, I bought it to tighten something at home, but they didn't take it back from me. So there may be something I need to loosen, or there may be something else I need to put together. They didn't take it back from me. They gave me the tool so I can use it on any I bought the tool. When you buy this, you're buying a tool that's not just going to last you for these 8 steps, but I hope it'll last your lifetime.
That's amazing. And I can say from experience, from being able to sit in as you were delivering this to a group of students this past spring, you absolutely did send us away with tools and great things to think about. You know, particularly the takeaways each week. I remember the looks on the students' faces of, you know, this has been some of the best professional development, and just had them thinking differently, particularly when you challenge them to come up with their own personal mission and vision. Because as you said, you know, companies have it, so why shouldn't people? So how did you come up with your own personal vision and mission statement?
You know, Jamie, I want to be very transparent about this. It was through some troubling times. I was in a situation in 2013 where things were going very challenging on my job. At this point, I hadn't started a bridge builder yet, and I really didn't know exactly what I wanted to do as far as for me. So work was going in a challenging direction. Frankly, home was going in a challenging direction. And I can just remember feeling like I was in some dark moments and asking myself, what do I bring to the world? Because sometimes when the chaos tries to cave in on you, you have to know what your foundation is. And I couldn't answer the question fully. I knew what work asked me to do every day. I knew what my children expected of me to do. I knew what friends said, oh yeah, well, this is what we do together and we hang out together. But I didn't know what value I brought to the table. When I sit at a play setting, oftentimes if you're in fine dining, you're gonna get a knife, you're gonna get a fork, you're gonna get two or three forks, actually. You're going to get a saucer. You're going to get a cup, because they all serve a purpose at the table. And I was realizing I couldn't figure out what utensil I was. And there's a reason that those utensils are on those tables, and they all serve a different purpose depending on what course you're trying to eat and what part of the course you're trying to eat. And so I remember trying to drill down into, if I were at a table and nothing else was there, what would I be good for at this table? And it was at that moment where, in doing some soul searching and really asking some people, what do I bring to your lives? Doing some interviewing of people in my circle. Why do you keep me in your circle? What do I bring to the table? I narrowed it down to a very clear and concise vision for my life. I am here to help people get from one place to the next, from point A to point B. I realize that I'm at my best when I'm helping people, no matter where you are. It really doesn't even matter what point A or point B is. It matters that I can help you figure out where you are, and I can help you figure out where you're going. And once I establish that, that's when I develop the bridge builder. I'm a bridge. I'm a bridge to other people. And all of these things started coming out and leading me to this moment where I'm talking to you. And I really believe once you establish who you are and what your vision is, the sky's the limit, because all of a sudden you have meaning and you have purpose. And I don't know about you, but I don't eat soup with a fork. I don't. And I don't eat steak with a spoon, because I realize that the two utensils have a purpose. And as some of us, we're in an environment where everything is seeping through our hands because we're a fork in a soup environment. And everything else is tough to even pick up because we're a spoon in a steak environment. And if we could ever get to the right place and change our lives and establish that, something special would begin to happen.
The Clemson University MBA program is home to full and part-time corporate and entrepreneurship degree programs, a part-time business analytics program, and the new online MBA. Learn more at www.clemson.edu/MBA.
I love that, and I love that you brought up purpose, because obviously we're Clemson, and I don't know if you've seen with Coach Sweeney this year, he picks a word of the year, and this year their word is purpose.
I did not know that.
Yes.
That's awesome. So, and they played on purpose last night. Great job to Clemson last night.
They absolutely did. So, and that's something that's really interesting for our students too, to think about purpose and long-term purpose and what that means to them. And the beauty of it, like you said, is it means something different to each person. And I love that you kind of meet them where they are. And that's the beauty of the choice to change, is meeting them where they are, but also keeping them accountable that, hey, you made this choice. You're the one that decided to go on this journey and make this choice, and keeping them accountable that way too. And this is something that we're looking forward to continuing to offer our students. In fact, it's gotten such a great response that we're going to have groups each semester participate in this training.
That's
and
awesome.
It's going to be a special thing, you know, that they'll get to do, that they'll be able to carry with them in terms of their development for the rest of their life. So I just need to know, you know, with your career so far, I feel like you've accomplished so much. You've touched so many people's lives. What are you most proud of?
That's a big question. Can I give you two?
You can give me more than two.
A one and a 1A.
Yeah. Yeah.
The first one was writing the book, because again, and I want to keep stressing this, because I don't know who's listening, and this is serious to me, because somebody may be listening to this, and you may be in a challenging time right now. I wrote the book at a time where I was about to hit a wall, and I believe there was more in me than hitting that wall. And so writing that book, I wrote it in a weekend. I literally just took the weekend away, wrote the book in a weekend.
Wow.
And so being able to sit at Barnes & Noble in Greenville and have them do a book signing for my book, that was a proud moment.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think the second most proud probably is the conflict resolution training, because that was fun, because when I did the training, we made this board game out of it. And we drew it on a piece of paper, and we took it to Minutemen Press in town and said, hey, we want to do this board game. What do y'all think about this? And so they made the board game, like a life-size board game. And so to be able to carry that around right now and have people play that game to learn how to resolve their conflict, that's the second proud moment.
And I've played that game. It's fun. I appreciate that game. And, you know, and thank you for being so honest with us about, you know, sometimes some of this comes from being in a place where you want to get out and being able to grow from these situations. And sometimes we get knocked down, but it's about the grit of getting back up again and always moving forward. And I think what you continue to contribute, for those of you that don't follow Zach Brewster online, please do, because he provides so much knowledge in terms of just quote something I'm reading off of his social media right now. Pressure is often a part of the process that leads to the progress. So nuggets like that you give us, your wisdom throughout the week. Motivational Mondays. So every Monday morning, you motivate us to have a great week and then push through Thursdays.
Yes.
So again, we're almost there, right? It's Thursday, and he's going to push us through to the other side. But something else that another piece of knowledge that you dropped on your Facebook was change occurs when your head, your heart, and your hands align with your habits. So talk to me about that.
Yeah, you know, I think the challenges that we face, I believe life is in cycles. And I believe in cycles of success. And sadly, there are cycles of failure. Mm. And so what ends up happening is I believe when we find ourselves in that cycle of failure, it's because somewhere between our head and our heart and our hands, there's some misalignment. And as a result, we have bad habits. And so if you could ever get what's in your head, going back to the point of epiphany and the choice to change, and get it in your heart to actually do something about it, to push your heart to say, I have the courage to actually do something about it. I want to start something new. I want to do something different. Or I know I need to walk away from something. I have it in my head, but I have the courage to do something about it. Then your hands become the element in which you actually do the work. Mm-hmm. That affects your habit. And if you do that enough, block out the naysayers, block out the frustrations, block out the if you fail. And oftentimes, I want to say this, we talk about the external enemy, but the internal enemy is the worst one because we can't get our head together. And I've convinced myself before I've started that I'm going to fail. I've convinced myself before I've started that it's not going to work. But if I could ever get my head, my hands, and my heart to work all in the same direction in habitual ways and perpetual ways and consistent ways, all of a sudden we start to see some true change. If my wife were here, she'd faint because I've said this often and not always at the most opportune times, but change is measured over time. True change is measured over time. So when we talk about the choice to change and we talk about what it takes to change your life, it's going to take time. And you only really know it's working when you've put in that habitual effort over and over and over and over again. And so that's what that was about this week.
That's amazing. So tell us, how can we access the choice to change?
I was waiting for you to ask. So it's www.thechoice2change.com. Thechoice2change.com. And we are, again, it's released as a webinar, a series. There's opportunities there for you to connect. When you connect, you will be assigned a coach. And so that coach, one of the coaches is going to be joining us, is actually a graduate of the program here. He's going to be coming on board to helping us coach folks through this process. And it's not just a webinar with 8 steps. That's the meat of it. But you're also joining a change community. And my vision is to build a community of change agents, for a community where we connect with each other and we keep pushing each other to change our lives. We keep pushing each other and asking ourselves, what are we going to do to be the change that we want to see? And so we're building a community. So this is not going to be just filled with the webinar, but you'll be invited to monthly webinars, monthly podcasts, monthly connective ideas for you to come into that community and continue to, you know, invest in yourself. And like I love to say, and keep the change.
I love that. So run, don't walk.
Yes.
To choice two, the number two, change. And of course, we'll also post the link as well. So we are so thrilled for you, Zach. But I want to ask you too, before we let you go, I have some fun questions. But before we get to this, you know, I want to talk about our students a little bit. And, you know, you've had some great interactions with our students. What's the best advice that you have for young professionals right now? Because it's an interesting time in business and just in the community and in the world. So what's the best advice you could give a young professional right now?
Well, I want to give some advice that may be a little different, because everybody's going to talk to them about their resume, and everybody's going to tell them to network, and everybody's going to tell them to intern. And that's good advice, and they should do that. Get your resume right, intern, network, make sure you're doing all of that. But if I could say anything, know what you bring to the table and realize that you have something to offer. The times of my life where the light switch came on and I realized the company's not just offering me a job. I'm offering them an opportunity to connect with a great employee that's going to change their environment as well. All of a sudden, the interview started going different. So make sure you understand what you offer, what utensil you are, and make sure that you impress upon that company what you get when you get me. So if you've not answered that question for yourself, answer that question. What does a company get when they get me? Because I can answer it now, and they're in for a treat. And so you need to believe that about yourself, have that confidence about yourself, and know what a company gets when they get you.
I love that. All right, you ready to dive into some fun questions?
Let's do it. Let's do it.
All right. What kind of music inspires you?
What kind of music inspires me? So I'm an extremist when it comes to music. So I like a little bit of everything. Jay-Z inspires me. I love some Jay-Z. You know, I'm old school, so my 90s hip hop with Snoop, that inspires me. I love gospel music. Some people may not know I happen to pastor a church as well. So that's one of my other many jobs that I do. So I love gospel music, and I love Ty Tribbett. If you've never listened to Ty Tribbett, he has a lot of energy. Israel and New Breed, I like those folks. So those are the kind of things that inspire me. Depends on kind of what day I'm having.
Well, and look at Jay-Z right now, right? Like ownership with an NFL team, even from the business side.
It's
been a fun story for people our age to follow.
Yes, love Jay-Z.
So, me too. Dog or cat person?
Ooh, not an animal person.
Oh gosh, Zach.
Oh yeah, I know. I'm getting kicked out now.
I don't know. Yeah. I might have to rethink
my, this. My kids keep asking me about animals, and I say you can have a fish. You can have as many fish as you want, but no dogs, no cats. You can have as many fish as you want. So, not an animal person.
Okay, that's good to know. The best place that you've traveled?
Ooh. Hawaii.
Okay.
Really loved Hawaii.
Okay.
The pineapple juice there is like you're putting a straw directly into a pineapple. It is amazing. Doesn't taste like ours. Hawaii,
that was easy. Mm-hmm. Best pizza in Greenville?
Ooh. What's the place right across the street here? Not Trio, but Bellacino's.
Oh, yeah.
That's some good pizza.
Okay.
That's some good pizza.
Okay. Yeah. Well, it's close.
It's close. We can walk across
it's
the street.
It's close,
right
so that's now. That's a good recommendation for our students, yes. Right? If you want some good pizza right across the street. What is your favorite book? And you can have more than one.
My favorite book is Great by Choice by Malcolm Gladwell. And again, the choice matter coming into it, Great by Choice is pretty good. And he has some pretty strong thoughts in there. And it's kind of a research book on some things. And how it's great book, Great by Choice.
Okay. With that then, favorite TED Talk?
Ooh, start with why. I think you knew the answer to that. I think I told you that before. Start with Why by Simon Sinek. That's S-I-N-E-K. The man is amazing. And if you know your why, everything else changes. And I don't know if we can edit this back, but another book, I have another book. It's The One Thing by Gary Keller. He owns Keller Williams Realty. And just an amazing book. He asked a question that I always try to get back to when I'm trying to get myself organized. What is the one thing that you can do that as by doing will change everything else around you? He talks about the domino effect. Mm-hmm. So he gets us out of multitasking. A couple of things I got out of his book I'll never forget is that we have to stop talking about priorities. We have diminished the word. The root word is priority, which means what's first. And so when you say priorities, it makes you juggle too much. No, there is a list of priority in your life, mm-hmm. and you need to rank those things so you know what's important. And then the other thing is just this idea of really thinking about one thing instead of having these long to-do lists. And you cannot multitask. That's for computers. You can task switch. So he talks about time blocking, and I'm going to do this at this specific time. I'm going to turn my phones over. I'm going to get things away from me. And once I'm done with this task, I will switch to another because we lose about 25% of focus every time we're interrupted. And so One Thing by Gary Keller, strong book.
Okay. I love that. We'll have to check that out. Favorite show to binge watch?
Ooh, now you're getting into some of my dirt.
Uh-huh.
I love Power. On Stars.
Okay.
Power's good stuff. The Wire on HBO, old show. Both of them were like gangster type shows. Love it. So those are my shows.
Best concert you've ever been to?
Outkast, Myrtle Beach, House of Blues, 1988.
Yeah, excuse me. Wait a minute.
1998, House of Blues, Myrtle Beach, Andre 3000, shoulder pads on stage, him and Big Boy. Yeah, the Equipment Eye album, hardcore.
That's amazing. I'm kind of jealous of that concert.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's hardcore.
And speaking of Big Boy, you know that he breeds French bulldogs, so he's a dog person. Just letting you know.
I love it.
Okay, so favorite quote. I don't even know if you can pick a favorite. I feel like there's a lot of those out there.
Yeah, there are a ton of them. But I the first one that popped in my mind when you said it was by Stephen Covey, "Seek first to understand before you seek to be understood." And I think the state in which our nation's in is maybe a great one for right now. Seek first to understand before you seek to be understood.
And I feel like we just need to end it right there, because that's beautiful. That is such a great way to finish up today. And
I love it.
And thank you for leaving us with those words of wisdom. And just having you here, we're motivated and we're inspired. and we're gonna keep making that choice to change and to try and make the world and this community a better place. And you play such a huge role in that, Zach. So thank you. Thanks for being who you are. And
thank you
for being such a great friend to the MBA program and all that you do for our students. We appreciate it so much.
Yeah.
And we wish you continued success.
Thank you. Thank you for having me here. I'm more than grateful for ever indebted to your friendship and to the connection with the program. And this is not goodbye. This is until we get to these next set of students and until we continue to connect to help students change their lives. And you are a major part of that. And you're a gift. I know what you bring to the table. And I'm glad to have you as a part of my table and sitting at the table with me. I'm very grateful.
Well, I'm grateful for you, too. You can feel the love in the room.
Yes.
So
big hugs.
Big hugs for everybody. So that's us coming to you in one from the Fight for Innovation Hub. We wish you all a magical rest of the day.
This episode was produced by the Clemson University MBA program and sponsored by the Pfeiffer Innovation Hub.
Thanks for listening to the Clemson MBA in One podcast. Hear more stories at www.clemson.edu/MBA/podcast.